You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communications studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What a fabulous crowd. Yes. Listen to the enthusiasm. Listen to the spunk. Listen to the chaos.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Lawyers.
Bodies are almost warm.
Welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our show. It is live today. That's right. It is live, which means you can call in with a question, and you'll get a semi-comatose answer. But we'll do our very best. Anyway, my partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of Rochester's top trial attorneys, and he's argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the president and CEO of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
Now, each week, James and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system
and inject some common sense and perhaps a sense of humor back in.
Now, if you have any common sense, you wouldn't be listening to this program.
Right.
So forget about that part.
If you have a sense of humor, you would. You want to laugh at how anybody could put this on.
Right. And it's actually, it'd be good for you, because when you laugh, you release those endorphins and you feel better and you heal up.
Laugh and the world laughs with you.
That's correct.
Cry.
Thank
you. And you cry.
Cry alone. That's right. Who said that? Satchel Paige.
Who cares?
Right.
Let him
right.
cry.
All right. Let
him
cry.
The heck with him. We got enough to do.
That's right. Now let's get to right to work here. You can reach us if you have a question today, because we are live, by dialing 1-888-463-6748. That's toll free anywhere in North America. 1-888-463-6748. Call anytime. Disturb us. Don't, man. We'll stop the presses for you. And if you're out in Guam, because we have a lot of callers that call in from Guam, the number is 011-847-470-0937. I'll do that one more time. 011-847-470-0937. Anywhere toll-free around the globe, my partner just fell asleep.
Right.
All right. Now, if you're shy and you don't want to ask a question directly, you can send it by clicking the little button on the Talk Zone website, and we'll get a message flashed to our engineer, Rollicking Randy Meyer in Chicago. He will then translate the question and send. Now, he's snoring.
Well, I don't blame him.
He's sending me a snoring message. The two of you ought to try to get a little more rest.
Right.
Anyway, and if you're really shy, like if you want to remain completely incognito, in your spare time, go to the official Lawyers Who Needs Them website, which is lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and send us a message, and we'll try to answer that next week on the program. Again, lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. So, without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them, and right off the bat, we're starting with a hot topic. Judge orders 5 Gitmo detainees to be freed. Now, does that mean they're just like free?
Well, it means that they are free. The word free has a very special meaning.
It means
free.
Okay.
No cost.
All right.
But the thing is, here, this has been a topic that's been kicked around quite a bit. Finally, some of these detainees. Here are 6 detainees, 5 of whom were let free after the court had held they'd been unlawfully held for nearly 7 years. Now, I got to tell you something. I'm equivocal about what you have to do with presumed terrorists and this and that, but 7 years, a long time to sit in jail without being tried.
That's right.
Without being tried.
That's right.
So Judge Richard J. Leon of the Federal District Court in Washington ruled, in addition to freeing the, that there were constitutional violations, that these people are entitled to either a trial or to be discharged. You can hold, That's the whole purpose of habeas corpus. You right. cannot hold a person without some valid reason.
And that's what habeas corpus means.
He did, whatever. Are you a lawyer already?
No, I'm just saying.
What do you know? It means.
What does it mean?
It means have the body. Habeas corpus.
That's
bring
what I thought.
Bring forth the person. The body is pretty accurate in your case.
Right.
But that's what it really means.
And the corpus is too.
It's Latin.
Oh.
It's an old Latin expression.
I understand. Latin.
Yeah, habeas corpus. But anyway, here's what. One man was held. A sixth Algerian, and these were Algerian people,
right.
was detained because he provided the evidence provided support that there was evidence, that he provided support to the terrorist group Al Qaeda.
All right.
With which we're all pretty familiar that it is a terrorist group.
And we don't like them.
The court held that the detainees have constitutional rights and can seek relief in federal court. That
okay.
is, you can't keep them held up forever. Now, in a 5-4 decision in 2006, the United States Supreme Court held that you can't unconstitutionally strip prisoners of every right to contest their imprisonment. Where they go, supposing they're innocent. So, they have allowed habeas corpus lawsuits, and that's what this Judge Leon held. The information on the men, he said, may have been, enough to hold them for intelligence purposes, but not strong enough in court. He said, quote, to rest on so thin a reed would be inconsistent with this court's obligation. And he directed they be released forthwith. And which is right. If you're innocent, you're out forthwith. And he urged the government not to appeal. We don't know whether they will. They've appealed some other stuff.
All right. So they're on the road. They're back on the road to Bangkok.
They're on a road to Morocco.
Could they be indicted after they're released?
Well, if you can. Well,
if you have a case.
Indict them. You haven't re-indicted them. Statutes of limitations haven't run. If you have a case, you can indict them. In order to indict them, you must present the evidence to a grand jury.
Okay.
Of course, it's a one-way way it goes there.
Right.
There's no
you
defense
told me
counsel.
They can do anything in a grand jury.
You can indict a ham sandwich.
Oh, all right.
In a grand jury. But most of the evidence against these guys were classified, so their hearings have been secret. They have not let the public in. And that's what it is.
If they let Senator Leahy in, he'll tell everybody.
Well, last month, however, another district court judge in Washington, Ricardo Urbina, he ordered the release of 17 other people that were being held in.
Did they leave?
Guantanamo, and they were detainees, and they were all ethnic Uyghurs from Western China. I don't know. That's
how the heck did they get in there?
Well, because if you're,
You mean they might have been mercenaries
He didn't even hold a hearing on the evidence in that case. He just let him go. I don't know what a Uyghur is or a Uyghur.
If you know what it is, folks, call us.
Yeah.
Because it sounds to us like entree.
Well, from Western China.
All
it's
right.
usually served with squid, as I understand.
What I was going to say.
With calamari, but not the fried part.
No.
You more or less poach this. And this is really, this you don't have to get the good calamari. You use the rubbery kind. Because part of the fun in a Uyghur dinner is where everybody got ya, ya, ya,
oh, okay.
Chews. And that's how they learned to speak Uyghur.
Just a lot of chewing.
Okay.
Very good.
Yes. It's
a wonderful culture.
It is. It is.
We'll probably be hearing from them, too.
Actually, they sew the squid skin and they make coats out of it.
Oh, that's slick.
It's slick, but the coats have 8 arms. And, you don't know which one. You can pick any ones you want. You have the 8 arms.
God.
You just put your hands in. Like today,
listen,
you might use these two. And then you use a different arm tomorrow. And actually, if the coat is big enough, someone else can get in with you and
two people.
Share your arms.
You got 4 arms.
Right. That's right.
All right. Can I get to the next case?
You can.
All right. This is, which leads me right in. Speaking of 4 arms, Judge Elizabeth, I've forgotten the last name.
Halverson.
Thank you, Halverson.
She was a beauty.
She was removed from the bench in Nevada for strange and bizarre behavior. This woman is incorrigible.
Well, we talked about her some time ago. People probably don't remember. I can hardly recollect. Well, but you know, she is not only bizarre, she's a piece of nothing.
All right.
And she should never have gotten on the bench. And the, excuse me, the Nevada Judicial Discipline Commission issued a strongly worded opinion that says she should never return to the bench. Actually,
that was strongly worded.
Well, actually, they diselected her, let's say.
Okay,
she ran for election, didn't get elected. But
yep.
The commission found that she had slept during portions of three jury trials, had improper contacts with two juries, she was unnecessarily disrespectful toward the staff, she hired bodyguards without security clearance, then she made improper statements to the press.
Oh, my goodness.
And she
what
was
else?
Kind of, I think if I'm right, she looks like she weighs about 400 pounds, and her staff had to massage her feet.
If they could find them. You know what you know the group that let her go said this?
He's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, they can't avoid looking at her. At her size, she's all over the place.
Oh, my God. So is she now permanently banned?
She's permanently off the bench. She didn't get elected, and the fact is she cannot run again because she's been barred from the bench.
All right.
This all started. She had like a vendetta, they say. She had a vendetta against the chief judge of the court mm-hmm. of the Las Vegas court by the name of Kathy Hardcastle, and she worked for the court, and Kathy Hardcastle said, I want somebody with some experience, because you, Miss Halverson, mm-hmm. are a nothing. You're a huge nothing, but you're nothing. So she then ran for the bench and won on this, that is Halverson did, the second time. And she's been spending all the time hating the chief judge, Kathy Hardcastle.
All right. But that doesn't explain her bizarre behavior.
Well,
it's still bizarre.
It's bizarre, but what are you going to do? She's
nothing.
A wacko.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
She's out of here.
They try to help her. Actually, she's wrong about Kathy Hardcastle, because she tried to help her, and they tried to give her a way to redeem herself and get with it. Sort of, as someone said, she having been thrown a proverbial rope by the chief judge that could have been used to save her from professionally drowning in her own seas of inexperience as a litigator, her lack of technical knowledge in the area of criminal trial procedure, and her limited and stilted interpersonal skills. Judge Halverson chose not to grab onto the rope, the commission said. Instead, she chose to sink, and she chose to try to pull the district court down with her. Well, she sunk, and I understand she stunk. They say she had body odor, too. It was a terrible thing, because, at any rate, she was the last thing in the world you'd want as a judge. And you're going to laugh at this. They had to postpone her hearing before the commission, because she received severe head injuries when her husband attacked her with a frying pan.
Oh, my goodness.
And Edward Halverson, her husband, he pleaded guilty to battery with a deadly weapon. But he said the frying pan was a deadly weapon when she cooked in it. That was what was deadly. Not because I hit her with it, but when she cooked in that frying pan, it was deadly.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's a very popular girl.
All right. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, Judge Halverson, what goes on?
I was going to say that she couldn't, she did all those things that all levels of incompetency which you described of her, she wouldn't know to take the rope.
Oh, my God, she had every level of incompetency of which you are capable. She got a recommendation, though.
She did.
She got a reference. They said she is qualified for anything for which she is capable.
Well, let's go to our next case, because I'm so glad she's off the bench. And now they actually found there's room on the bench.
That's right.
That's when I played football. I better tell you the story when I was on a football team.
This is one of the problems with politics in
the courts.
The average public person doesn't know. And it's not their fault. Please understand. I don't denigrate. How do you know whether a judge is qualified? People don't deal with judges. You deal with your congressman, and you know he's illiterate, or she's illiterate. You deal with your state legislatures, who are not only illiterate, but dysfunctional, and you deal with these people. But with a judge, it's such a,
help if you had a little legal background.
Well, that's right.
Like if you passed in front of a courthouse once.
I don't even know what she went to look
at. If you drive through,
she had no experience in writing.
Well, there you go.
But there you go. All where right. do I go?
Where do you go? Let's go to the bailout, because this is the hottest topic on everyone's lips. Yeah. This is, to me, travesty upon travesty upon travesty.
It's first of all, the CEOs of the various automobile industries, companies, didn't do themselves any good by flying in each one on his own G4.
Yeah. Those
and
guys.
And that was what they were told.
That's arrogance.
Couldn't they share a G4?
Oh,
it
no.
is arrogance beyond arrogance.
Right.
Secondly, they're begging to be bailed out. Why don't they say they ruined these companies? You're the head guy. You've been overpaid, and you blew it. You don't even know what you're doing. You can't run a company. You couldn't run a push cart. You couldn't run a push cart.
Like our friend Alfonso in New York City.
Yeah. Like he said, they took Wagoner, who's the head of GM.
Right.
And they said, you ought to run a push cart. He says, how does it go? They said, it doesn't. You got to push it. That's the problem with you. You big dope.
Well, when the senators and the congresspeople hear that stuff, they're not inclined to help these knuckleheads out.
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of politics involved in this.
You
take this guy Levin from the senator. What's his first name? Levin. His second name. But he and the Michigan.
Carl Levin.
That's right. I'm sorry. Carl. Voinovich, I think he's a representative from Ohio, depending on the automobile industry. They make a lot of parts and things. They are very anxious to get a bailout. Why? Because they have to keep these union jobs going
for
their votes.
But that's ridiculous.
What you want to understand is this.
Mm-hmm.
A bailout of $25 billion is like a spit in the ocean for what these car companies are doing. They don't know what they're doing.
Their contracts are ridiculous.
They are stuck with union contracts.
Right.
And they are correct that they cannot go on with these legacy payments, that is payments to people who are no longer working, hundreds of thousands of people collecting money and health benefits and this and that. Well, the short answer is, which they keep saying, we can't go bankrupt. Well, bankruptcy is a funny kind of word. There is Chapter 7 of the bankruptcy law, which is bankruptcy. That is liquidation.
Right, out
We're
of business.
Not talking about that. We're talking about Chapter 11, and a lot of you people have heard Chapter 11, you know what it is. It's a reorganization.
Right.
The company stays in business. And if they went into Chapter 11, you can still buy the cars. They'll still be made with quality if they finally caught on to that after 17 or 18 years of Japanese instruction. Now they make quality cars. That would continue under Chapter 11. But what Chapter 11 would do is to permit a reorganization, and that reorganization means you put in a plan. It means the court has the power to modify or discharge contracts,
right,
including contracts that are union contracts, which are paying people who are no longer working,
right,
including contracts in which they're heavily burdened with health care that adds $1,600 to the price of an American-made American car,
right,
made by American company, so that the word bankruptcy shouldn't frighten anybody. And I don't know that is not a better approach to reorganizing. If they put in, you have to put in a plan of reorganization.
Right, they showed up with no plan.
Well, they're going to have to put
in. In fact, they showed up with a coat and two pair of pants.
That's right, they want $25 billion with no plan. And if you went into bankruptcy court to get this judge, you have to have a plan.
Right.
You mean, you might as well go. I think the better route is to get reorganized in bankruptcy. Reorganize the company. What would happen is probably the shareholders, common shareholders, would lose their equity. The creditors might get some stock and this and that. But I don't think giving a guy $25 billion. Remember the old story about how you help an underdeveloped nation? You don't send fish. You teach them how to fish. If we give them $25 billion, you're just throwing some fish. One boom, it's swallowed, it's gone.
And it stinks.
Well, it may not, if it's fresh. And these guys are fresh, the owners.
These guys have never gotten out of the can.
So but if you teach them out of it, you give them an opportunity to go back and compete with proper contracts and things with the Japanese companies that are making as many cars in the United States as they're making in Japan. That's a way to do it. So that's what we're up against, but it's a hot topic, and we'll see what's going to happen.
All right.
Tune in to hear what happens.
All right. Well, I don't know. If that topic was so hot, I need to cool down, and so does our audience. So, with that in mind, get ready, because we're coming right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them, right here on TalkZone.com.